Good morning. We're Ketirin Chayel in Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Lamed Ches, and we're starting Siman Tes. Marshanogim Shekosim Shem Ha'ish. Vishal Pit Ka'os Shekosim Aleim Schum Mos Eschum Hamida. So I have a card for all the members of the community, and I have it, and I keep a credit. Keep it their purchases which are done under credit. The person on Shabbos is a form of credit. I'm trusting him, he'll pay me back after Shabbos. I'm extending credit to him, and he'll pay me back after Shabbos, because he can't pay me on Shabbos. So how do I keep track of how much he took? Well, I have little pieces of paper which say $1, $5, X amount of weight, X amount of cents, etc. So I on Shabbos, I take his card out, put down a $5 petek and a $3 petek and $1 petek, but close. So now we have $8 over there. So it's a way to indicate they took $8 worth. So the piece of paper isn't a dollar. It's a piece of paper which was written on it the word $1 or written on the word $5. And you put it together with the slip. So that's also the line of Pitkos Eilu. Making the calculation of these pitkos, how much is owed, you can't do. So can you do garinim lesiman? What you can do is you can put seeds. So each seed represents a dollar. So you can put 8 seeds, and he knows that he owes $8. Pitkos also lasses the kavim v'machet v'yetsiba lesiman. You want to make puncture holes on the card to indicate a certain amount of money. Can't do that. There might be considered malacha the rights of roshim. You're making some type of a symbol to indicate a certain amount, so that it has a form of ksiva. So a person gets an aliyah, and one of the ways they would keep track of the aliyah is how much the person made a nedava to the shul. The time of the aliyah, so he it was misnad of $18. So you would put three in an envelope. You put his name and three $5 pitkos and three $1 pitkos, and that's 18. So you're moving these little pieces of paper which have written certain amounts of money on them, together with his name to keep track of his nedava. So the meaning of the gavid staka is to be mekel. Similar, we were saying before that you cannot use pitkos, it's going to be problematic for the purpose of the stalker, keeping track of the stalker. The minig was that they were being mako. And what gave them the right to do that? We know that making calculations for mitzvah purposes, cheshbonos shalmitzah is mutar on Shabbos, and we'll see more about that. So this process of figuring out the amount which is the nedava was committed to, is cheshbonos shalmitzah. A person can say that I commit to giving etzanat money to the stalker. You know, they make an appeal in the shul. A person can make that announcement. You're discussing transfer of money, which is discussing as it were business, but you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So cheshbonos shalmitzah allows that. Similarly over here, moving the pitkos to keep that track of that is going to be permitted as well. A common thing which they have is, let's say, children come to a father and son learning a Abbas Abonim or some type of Shabbos learning program. And as they come in, each boy gets a ticket, which of course are torn before Shabbos. And this would be a way that to keep track that the boy came on time, so he deserves to get a certain amount of prize. He said a certain amount of chaptilim. He learned him a certain amount of mishnayos, those type of things. He given prizes for learning, for davening, etc. So this is an example of a kinyan. It's not a mechel kamemker. It's not a sale. He's not selling three brachas for a dollar. It's not a sale. It's an incentive to do a mitzvah. And the purpose of that is some type of cheshbonos shel mitzvah, some type of kinyan, for the purpose of mitzvah. You can't wait until after Shabbos to receive the present. It is lessens the motivation. The children do not have the same type of reaction if they don't get it right away. Getting it right away makes it very exciting. So the idea of using those pitkos is going to be permitted. Using a petek or something which purchases before Shabbos and just keeping a track of it to indicate that it was purchased. And it was clarified maybe that point in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.